English News. Thanks for joining us. Islamic Revolution leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has underscored investment in the fields of science and technology, as well as tapping into talents, as an essential priority of an ideal development planning. Meeting with hundreds of young scientific elite, the leader urged establishment of a comprehensive and integrated scientific cycle as a much-needed step. Ayatollah Khamenei pointed out that all Iranians, especially the academics, shoulder a responsibility to undertake efforts to make up for the chronic and imposed shortcomings of the country in scientific fields. The leader also proposed forming a continuous cycle for turning initiatives into products. The leader then said Iran is in pursuit of advanced technologies to foster human virtues, raise the flag of justice, support the oppressed, and stand up to the global hegemony. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has wrapped up his visit to the northern Iranian province of Golestan. During his two-day trip, Ahmadinejad and his cabinet members approved more than 200 plans for the development of the province. They also launched several economic, cultural and development projects in different cities of the province, including a 5,000-ton wheat depot and an industrial wastewater purification center. Experts from the members of the Organization of the Islamic Conference have gathered for the Standing Committee for Economic and Commercial Cooperation in the Turkish city of Istanbul.
Senior experts from international organizations and some 54 OIC member states have come together in Istanbul for the four-day gathering. This year's meetings are to focus on the impact of international economic developments on the OIC members. Participants will discuss a range of related issues in their meetings, including the crisis in world markets, the fluctuation in the commodities prices, and the energy market changes. They will also examine the development process of the OIC's 10-year roadmap for strengthening economic cooperation among member states. On the fringes of the Wednesday meeting, Iranian Economy Minister Shamseddin Hosseini said about 16% of OIC countries' trade is now done within the organization. He added the OIC members are now seeking to raise their economic partnership to 20%.
The non-aligned movement has strongly condemned state terrorism in the annual meeting of the United Nations Legal Committee in New York. Iran's UN Ambassador Mohammad Khazoui, who was representing NAM member states in the committee, underlined NAM's stance against terrorism, including state terrorism, calling it a violation of international law and human rights. Khazoui decried attempts to relate terrorism to religions, nationalities and ethnicities, saying illegitimate campaigns by nations under colonial dominance or foreign occupation should not be misconstrued as terrorism, since they have the right to decide their own fate. He also called on the United Nations to play a determining and constructive role in the international arena. And an international industry exhibition has kicked off in Tehran with more than 800 companies from Iran and some 25 other countries participating.
The present firms are displaying their latest achievements at the exhibit in the fields of industrial machinery, technical and engineering services, and automation equipment. In an opening address, President Ahmadinejad said all countries need to help each other to ensure their progress. Ahmadinejad said a world management system is needed so that all global efforts are directed at their right path rather than preventing the development of others. He added such a system should be based on respect for all humanity. Industries and Mines Minister Ali Akbar Mehrabian also told the participants that Iran's industrial exports have grown by more than 20% in the past 2 years while the world has been going through financial crisis. Mehrabian said Iran has set a target of $60 billion for the export of its industrial products in the next few years.
The Taliban in Pakistan's northwest says its fighters have again blown up NATO oil tankers to avenge U.S. drone attacks. The insurgents opened fire on a depot housing 40 tankers on the outskirts of the southwestern city of Quetta, killing a member of staff and destroying at least 18 vehicles in the fourth such attack in a week. The Taliban has also claimed responsibility for earlier raids this week in which nearly 60 trucks were torched and three people died. On Wednesday, a U.S. drone strike killed four people in Pakistan's tribal northwest region as Washington steps up its assault on the area.
Guarda che si da solito sono d'acqua.